Welcome to the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm a writer, author, and mentor for people who have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. If you have ever loved or lost someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, then you're in the right place. On this podcast, I will share stories, lessons, and insight from my Alzheimer's journey to help you cope with and grow from yours. This podcast won't change your circumstances, but it will change you. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I am your host, Lauren Dykovitz. How are you guys? I hope everyone is doing well. I apologize if I sound a little raspy. I am just getting over yet another cold on the mend, hopefully be back to 100% soon, but I am a little raspy today, so hopefully it's not too annoying to listen to. Today I wanted to talk about why I think you should join the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. The Alzheimer's Daughters Club is my online group mentoring coaching membership where I help women who have a parent with either Alzheimer's or dementia, women that are currently going through this and dealing with all the emotions and just trying to cope with having a parent that has this disease. So the membership is going to be opening up on this coming Sunday, October 1st. And it will be open through October 5th. And so if you have heard of the group and you're on the fence of whether or not it's for you or if you should join or if you've never heard of it, then hopefully today's episode will give you a little bit more insight and just reasons as to why I really think you should join the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. Now, obviously, I am biased because I created the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. But I really do think this group is so special and different from other support groups in that this is not necessarily a support group. It is more of a mentorship and group coaching just to really help you improve your mindset and how you're coping with what you're going through and hopefully find a way to grow from what you're going through. So I just want to share some of the reasons why I think this group is special and different and why I think you should at least consider joining. So the first reason is that it will help you to process what you're going through. In the membership, I send out weekly journal prompts, and those journal prompts, I've designed them myself to help you reflect on your own experience and your feelings about what you're going through. And it also helps you to reframe and shift your perspective so that you can hopefully find a better way to cope with what you're going through. I know that not all of the members actually do the journal prompts, but they at least, you know, read them. I send them out in an email every Monday. So they at least read them, and it's at least an opportunity for you to think about and reflect on your own experience and just to actually like face what you're going through and how you feel about it, which helps you to process it. And obviously, if you are someone who likes to journal, or even if you're someone who's never tried journaling, it can be very beneficial just to get your thoughts out onto paper and actually see and read back what you're thinking and feeling. There's a quote that says something about you can't read the label if you're inside the jar. Something like that. I may be butchering that, but it just basically meaning that while these thoughts and feelings are just in your head and inside of you, you can't necessarily understand them or begin to process and cope with them. So the journal prompts are just designed to help you reflect on what you're going through and how you feel and to help you hopefully better understand what you are going through. Okay, the second reason is that it will help you change your perspective and improve your mindset. So each month I cover a different topic in the membership. And each month I release a video on that specific topic where I just talk all about my own experience with that topic and what I went through. And I also give you tips that you can use on your own journey to deal with whatever that topic is. I focus a lot on the emotional aspect of the journey. That was what was really hard for me, processing my own emotions. So I focus a lot on that to help you find better ways to cope with things like guilt and grief, anger, resentment, fear, and uncertainty, everything like that. Basically any emotion that you have ever felt, that you've ever experienced or gone through on this journey, I focus a lot on all of that stuff. I also focus on gratitude and finding the silver linings, trying to find joy in this journey, trying to find things that you can be grateful for in spite of the darkness of the disease. I focus a lot on those things because that is something that helped me immensely when I was going through this with my mom. And many members have said, you know, they have told me that they've completely changed their mindset and their perspective since joining the group, that they weren't grateful for anything. They were in a really dark, bad place. And just by, you know, listening to the tips and things that I share every month and the things that I talk endlessly about in the group, just by listening to all of that and really taking it in, they've been able to completely adjust their mindset and change their perspective and how much that has really helped them since they joined the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. The third reason I think you should join is that you will find a support system in the group calls and our Facebook group. So we have two group calls each month, and members are welcome to join both calls. It's not, you know, one or the other. You can join both if you would like. And I treat the calls as part support group, but also part group coaching. So we talk about whatever the members on the call are currently going through, if there's anything they need to vent about, to ask questions, or just looking for advice, or something they just like want to talk through, something they're really feeling or working through, and they really just need to talk it out. And members are allowed to just share whatever that is, whatever they're going through. And then I allow the other members on the call to also weigh in, like, does this resonate with you? Is anyone else feeling the same thing? Are you also going through this? And so all of the members are allowed to weigh in with their own experience as well. And then I also give tips and insight from my own perspective, from my own journey, in things that I have learned in going through this and on the other side of it. So we kind of talk our way through that. Other members relate to each other. And then I also weigh in with my experience and give you some, you know, new perspective or a new way of looking at it that will hopefully help you moving forward. And our Facebook group is really unlike any other Facebook support groups. I know, like, you may be a member of some of those other free groups that have tens of thousands of people in them. And if you're anything like me, I really hesitated to post in those groups because I was afraid of the judgment and criticism or backlash that I would often see in the comments on posts in those groups. And I just want you to know that you will never find anything like that in our Facebook group. There's no judgment or criticism among the members in our group. And I mean, that's really what makes this group so special and so unique. You will only ever be met with support and compassion and other people going through what you are going through. You will bond quickly with the other members just based on your shared experience and just that people get it. And I find that members, you know, come to rely on each other to support each other through this difficult journey, in just becoming, you know, friendly and supportive with the other members in the Facebook group and people that you meet through the group calls. You just have this instant bond of being an Alzheimer's daughter and of just knowing what the other person is going through. And hopefully this will allow you to stop resenting your other friends and even family members who just don't get it. who don't understand what you're going through. Because you have the members in this group who do get it, who do understand, and who are there to support you, your other friends and family members can become almost an escape for you, somewhere that you can go to get away from all of the Alzheimer's and dementia talk and all of the hard that you're going through and all of that stuff. Your other friends and family members can become an escape for you because you now have an entire sisterhood of other women who know exactly what you're going through, who get it, and they are more than willing to support you and help you to get through this. You know, they're going through it too, so they understand, and they are willing to help you as well. You guys support each other through what you're going through. The next reason is that I share my own advice, tips, and insight from my 10 years of experience of having a mom with Alzheimer's. I learned so much during my journey with my mom being sick with Alzheimer's, and I still continue to learn so much now that I am about 3.5 years on the other side of my journey. And if you don't know me or anything about me, I am a really introspective person. I tend to be deeply analytical, and I just really like to think about things. I'm an empath, and I really just feel all those emotions and put myself in other people's shoes and just have really like faced my own experience, you know, head on, and just really a deep thinking and deep feeling person. And I've thought about every aspect of this journey, of what I've went through and what I hear other women sharing in their stories and what they went through. And I just know that if you are on this journey, if you have a parent with either Alzheimer's or dementia, I just know that I can help you through what you're going through because of everything that I have learned. And like I said, my mom lived with Alzheimer's for 10 years, and I have now been on the other side for 3.5 years. And this is just something that I've thought a lot about. I've really deeply processed it. And I just know that I can help you with everything that I have learned through my own experience. And finally, the last reason is I know that you can probably get through this on your own. Like, you can probably muddle through and you will survive and you will get through to the other side. But I just want you to know that you don't have to. You don't have to do this alone. I spent the first few years of my mom's journey like not talking about it at all. I didn't tell anyone that my mom had Alzheimer's. I didn't talk about what I was going through. No one would have ever known. And I think about 4 years or so in, I started writing my blog and sharing my story online. And through that, I met other young women that were going through it too. And it was just like, I never knew that there were other women going through this, especially younger women. You know, I was 25 when my mom was diagnosed, and I didn't even ever think that there was possibly another woman my age going through this. And through writing my blog and sharing my posts and things online, meeting these other young women that were going through it, it just really helped me feel like I wasn't alone. And just knowing that helped me so much. And sharing my story helped me to actually deal with what I was going through. By sitting down and writing these blog posts and actually, you know, facing what I was dealing with and how I was feeling, it allowed me to actually deal with it and cope with it. Now, you may never write a blog or publicly share your story anywhere, but you can still meet other women who are just like you, who are going through what you're going through, just by joining the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. Many of the members have shared with me just like how much they've changed since joining the group and how it has saved them from a really dark place. And just some of the members sharing that they don't even know where they would be without this group right now, that their journey would be dramatically different and it would be so much harder and more isolating, and how they would just feel alone and in a really dark, bad place if they had never joined the group. And I just want you to know that that can happen for you too. if you're willing to give it a try, if you're willing to join the Alzheimer's Daughters Club and just see what it can do for you, see if it's a good fit. Now, you might be asking yourself, okay, well, what if I join and it's not for me and I don't like it and I don't want to be a member of this group? It's not helping me or whatever. You can cancel your membership at any time. If you sign up and after a month you're like, this isn't helping, I don't have time, this just isn't for me, I'm not a group person, anything, you can cancel your membership for any reason at any time, and you never have to pay another dime for a subscription or membership to the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. So I definitely think it's just at least worth trying. I know there are some women who are hesitant to join and they try, join for a month, you know, and try it out. And many of them end up staying. Some of them end up leaving, you know, it's not for them. It's not really their thing. And that's totally fine. I want you to find whatever works for you. I want you to do whatever works for you, whatever's going to help you the most to get through this. And obviously, I am partial and biased to the Alzheimer's Daughters Club because I created it, because it's my group, because, you know, I'm the one leading it. But I know how much of a difference something like this would have made for me when I was on my journey. And I'm just so grateful that I get to do this work and meet these women and help these women through what was the toughest, you know, undoubtedly the toughest time of my life. And this is, you know, my life's work, my purpose. This is what I really feel called to do in helping other women to get through what I went through, to help who I used to be. So if you are feeling called, if you feel like this might be a good fit, or even if you're not sure and you're just like, I don't know, but maybe it's worth a try. Maybe I'll give it a month and see if I like it and see if it helps. I would really love to have you in the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. So right now you can join the waiting list. If you go to lifeloveandalzheimers.com/membership, you can join the waiting list there. Or you can go to my Instagram bio and there's a link in the bio to join the waiting list there. And if you just put your name on the waiting list, you'll just get emails with more information about the membership and you'll be the first to know as soon as it's open to join. It's going to be opening this Sunday, October 1st. So you will be the first to get an email as soon as it's ready for you to sign up. And you will also get a special discount code to use when you go through the checkout. That is only for people who are on the waiting list. You will get an email with that discount code to use when you check out in joining the membership. So I really hope that this was helpful. If you're kind of on the fence and thinking about joining, always feel free to DM me or email me with any questions you have about the membership. If you're still on the fence or something you're not sure about, please feel free to reach out. I hope that this was helpful, and I really hope that I see you inside of the Alzheimer's Daughters Club starting October 1st. I'm so excited. I can't wait. And until next week, I'm just sending you so much love, and we will talk soon.